the game, your thoughts on England?
Well, England is a favourite for tomorrow night, so we know we have a young team, you know, we have the experience because we've played last time here at Wembley, but we have a new generation coming through and we hope we'll do well, you know, but we know that England is favourite.
How hard has it been to adapt to the new squad? Because it is quite a lot younger, without Fry, without Strella.
Yes, but I think we have got a few players that already played at a young age. I already played in few tournaments, and the manager tried to keep that spine in the middle of the team, and we can see that even with 26, 27, we have few players who already played in the last 3-4 tournaments. So that's something very positive. And then the young players coming through, we have a world champion, you know, under 17, so he's got the experience at a youth level, but we hope he'll do well with the first team and a few other players who played in the Swiss League. You know, the important is how well we integrate them in our team and the confidence that the manager shows them.
What about the sort of one of the problems for Switzerland, the lack of goals?
Yeah, we can see in the last campaign, most of our goals were on set plays, and you know, we use that as a weapon, and we hope that Saturday night we'll have a few set plays and cause them some problems on that. Our striker Derdiak scored last time at Wembley, so you know he'll have a good memory of that. But we'll try, obviously with the young players to have more goals. That's what we want.
Is this a good time to face England with no Rooney, for example?
I don't know if it's ever a good time to face England. You know, now with the form they're in, you know, you never know who can come up with a great game. But they have great players, fantastic players. We play them week in, week out in England, and you can see the quality through them. Capello's organised them really well on the pitch, so even defensively they don't concede many goals. And now it's going to be a very difficult game for Switzerland, but you know, we try to take our chances and create a surprise.
And your club mate, Bobby Zamora, back in the England squad?
Yeah, I'm very pleased for him, and I hope he'll come on.
Can I just ask you about what's happened at Fulham with Mark Hughes?
Yeah, sure.
Was that a surprise to you?
Or? A little bit, you know, we didn't know anything about it. We'll see what happens in between the summer.
How much of a problem is it for you? I mean, obviously Hughes brought you to the club.
No, I didn't.
Not brought you the whole time.
No.
Sorry about that. You played 3 games for him.
Yeah.
You just started back in the team. It's such a bit of a setback when a manager leaves.
Yeah, it's a setback for everyone because we've had a good campaign and we were hoping to build on that on the last season. But we'll see what happens, you know. That's Fulham's problem at the moment. I'm with the national team, and we settled that over the summer, I guess.
Do you ever get any sense towards the end of the season, Philippe, that the manager was ready to go? Did you just see?
Not at all, and I'd rather not comment on that because obviously I try to concentrate on the game tomorrow night.
Philippe, j'ai bien compris. T'as dit, c'est pas une question de système, c'est une question de mentalité. Je veux dire ça.
Ouais.
C'est pas.
Non, je pense que jouer 4-5-1 ou 4-2-3-1.